Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are starting the fifth book of Tehillim. This is the fifth and last book of Tehillim, and it starts very powerfully. This is Mizmor Kuf Zayin, the 107th Mizmor in the book of Tehillim, and it is the Thanksgiving Mizmor. This is one of the most remarkable, one of the most beautiful Mizmor Tehillim that is said. They are all incredible, but this one has a very special ring to it, and we'll see why in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at this in terms of overview and structure first, as we usually do. We're going to look at it and realize that there are 43 psukim. It is a long mizmor. What is fascinating is the way it's broken up. There is a brief introduction from the first three psukim, where it's Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Lolam Chastoy. It is about giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first section is subdivided into four sections. So it runs from psukim Dalad to Lamed Beis, 4 to 32 in general. And there are four sections of people who thank God. There's a description of those who travel in the desert, those who are imprisoned in cells, in prisons, those who are ill, and those who go to sea. Those are the four groups of people who are saved by Hashem and are described. And the pattern is the same in each of the four descriptions. First, it describes their predicament, whether it be they're in the desert and they don't know where to go, or they're in the cell and they don't know how to get out, or they're sick and they can't eat bread, or they're at sea and there are waves and there are storms and they're completely vulnerable. And while they're in such a situation, then they turn to Hashem. This is the refrain. Vayitzaku al Hashem batzar lohem mimitzukoy sehem yatzilein. They cry out to Hashem in each of these four situations, and Hashem saves them from their straits. And when that happens, then the refrain, the pizmon comes back. Yodu laHashem chastoy v'niflosov livnei adam. Thank or admit to Hashem His kindness and His wonders to humankind. And there, the last verse of each of the four stanzas or substanzas in this section is because of what he just did. Ki hispia nefesh shokei ka, ki shibar dal sois nechoshes. Meaning to say, there is thanks Hashem, and this is how we're going to express it in each of these four situations, because Hashem saved us for each of these predicaments. So each stanza of this section of thanking Hashem, each of these four predicaments follows the same pattern, the same structure of, in a difficult situation, calling out to Hashem. By the way, each of the difficult situations is because of sin, as is described in the Mizmor pretty clearly. Then we call out to Hashem. Hashem saves us. We thank Hashem because of that. Then we move to the second section, which is the smaller section of this Mizmor, which essentially is the recognition of the kindness of Hashem in the cycle of the world. So examples are, we see settlements which turn to wilderness, or wilderness which is resettled and is successful. We see humans who grow and then they diminish. We see honored people are embarrassed and lowly people are elevated. These are all examples of where we are seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in the wheel of fortune, where Hashem controls this earth. And finally, the last two psukim at the conclusion, Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, are how the righteous will celebrate, the evil will be silenced, and we should all take note of this. We should all look at the cycle of life and see Hashem's hand in it, and realize how thankful we should truly be. Very powerful Mizmor. It's beautiful because it is very symmetrical. It is very easy to see these different sections and what is being said. In terms of themes, one thing to notice is the connection between the first and the second section. The first section, where there are the four people who are thanking, the second section, which is describing the wheel of fortune of life. The connection is that in the wheel of fortune of life, there are people who have longer and more enduring experiences. So a person, let's say, who was from rags to riches, a place that was wilderness and is now succeeding, those are less miraculous, discrete events that happened once at a time, where a person needs to thank Hashem, being broken out of prison or recovering from illness. These are more enduring and more subtle experiences, which also demand us seeing and experiencing Hashem, not just the miracles or the once-off discrete events. That seems to be the argument of this Mizmor, seeing Hashem in both those dimensions in life. In terms of the structure of the first section, there are four people who are described over here. The Da'at Mikrora Moshe Chaim points out that they're in a chiastic structure, which means there is an immediate reflection about the middle. So, for instance, here's how it goes. Going to desert, which is the first case, is parallel to the last case, which is going out to sea. That's where a human being is embarking, whether it be for trade, whether it be for business. By necessity, a person is putting themselves into a situation. However, the middle two cases is trapped in prison, is similar to trapped in illness. That means to say that a person didn't always choose to be in such a situation, and a person is restricted in a way that they're not able to function optimally, rather than the dangers being from the outside. So it goes A, B, B, A, in terms of the pattern of these four. In terms of expressions of redemption, it's worthwhile noting that there are seven and then three, 10 in total, expressions of redemption. Hashem will yatzilein, save them, yadrichem, lead them, yoshiem, say salvation, give them salvation, yatzilein, take them out, yirpoem, heal them, yanchem, bring them. And in the last section, it's go'olam, redeem them, kibtzon, bring them back, and yivorchem, and bless them. So the idea of this mizmor is recognizing the different forms in which Hashem redeems us, the different portals of access we have to Hashem's redemption. In terms of the events behind this mizmor, Rav Amos Chacham points out that it seems likely that this was said at a large event. It sounds like the person who is saying this may be saying the events to the crowd, and the crowd who recognized different experiences that they had themselves respond with the refrains is, Yodol Hashem Chasto V'Nifle Osov V'Nei Adam. And perhaps after finishing the first section, the crowd breaks into noticing Hashem in the more subtle aspects of life. That could be part of where this mizmor was said. However, the Medrash over here, the Yalkut HaMakiri, points out that this may be referring to the history of Israel as a whole. It may be referring to going through the desert and the waters, maybe referring to the Yetzias Mitzrayim experience. And when we talk about being incarcerated, it may be referring to some aspects of Golus, whether it be in Mitzrayim or there afterwards, going to sea, maybe when the nation of Israel arrives in the land of Israel and they're doing sea trade. There's a lot of interesting innuendos, which many of the Forishim take to be pshat, and the Midrash seems to suggest is what's going on over here is a historical description, not of individuals, but of the nation. However, it is difficult to always be able to see these remozim, these hints explicitly, and certainly also not sequentially. It's very hard to see that there's a story being told over here. Some of Farshim say this refers to the future. This is Le'asid Lavai, when ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Geula, and all of the problems that we have, we will be able to travel to the place, to the right place, to Eretz Israel, and we will be ultimately saved from all our problems. It is worthwhile noticing there's a beautiful, beautiful essay of Rav Yoel Ben Nun. Rav Yoel Ben Nun is one of the great teachers at Yeshivat Har Etzion, and he was a person who was fought in the Six-Day War and was one of the soldiers who was part of the battalion which liberated the Kotel. In Yossi Klein Halevi's book called Like Dreamers, he follows many of the different people in that brigade, in those brigades that were able to liberate the Kotel. And one of them is Rav Yoel Ben Nun, very fascinating individual. And he has a beautiful essay on this mizmor in which he says that it is interesting that when Rav Herzog, the chief rabbi of Israel, at the time of Yom HaAtzma'ut, or the Milchemet HaAtzma'ut, when Israel declared its independence, the Rabbanut HaRashit, the chief rabbinate, decided to incorporate this mizmor as part of the liturgy, as part of what they would say as they entered into Yom HaAtzma'ut in the evening. And part of it is the thankfulness from Hashem saving us. But Rav Ben Nun says, and just I would like to quote his words because they are so powerful in the way he says it in Hebrew. He says, Meshorera Tehillim, the Meshorer, the narrator of this Tehillim, Shekosa Prakim Eilu, Vadai Ra'a Bechezyonoi Machanat Movet Noraim. Perhaps in the future saw death camps. Choshech V'Tzalmoves V'Sharei Moves. The words he uses are darkness and cloud and the gates of death. Eilu Hiskaimu B'Dmus Machanot HaMoves Shel Arurim Hanatzim Yimach Shemom. V'Kshel HaKommunistim Yimach Shemom Machanot HaShmada V'Gulagim. He says these are the gas chambers, the crematoria of the Nazis and the gulags of the Russians. And he says the Meshorer saw in a vision of prophecy this future event. And he says these ideas, what he saw was so scary and so terrifying. He talks about the Yoshvei Choshech v'Tzalmaves Asire Oni Varzel, refers to these people. And he says he did not describe those who died, whether because it was too terrifying to describe the millions who perished, or whether because it was not part of the vision of the Meshorer, but what he does describe is those who came out. And he goes on to say that whether it be through desert or through sea, whether it be through sickness or through incarceration, they came and they came back. And they came and they kept on coming. And Jews from every corner of the world, from every predicament, from the highest to the lowest, from every country, from every denomination, came back to the land of Israel. And this mizmor is describing the events which we have witnessed in the last 72 years as we witnessed the state of Israel's rebirth. That's what Ravi Yoel Ben-Nun is saying. And this is a description historically of what the Meshorer saw in a nevuah of perhaps what it would look like in the future. What a remarkable perspective on what this mizmor is talking about. Not history of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but a history very much of not four groups of people, but ultimately one group of Jews and their journeys across mountains and sea to get to the land of Israel. It is also fascinating to note as a historical point of reference that the Puritans, when they sailed to America, actually this became known as the Pilgrim's Psalm. Under the leadership of William Bradford, and just as a quotation, the Pilgrims courageously crossed the Atlantic Ocean in search of religious freedoms in the New World. They found it in America. And when the Pilgrims arrived at Plymouth Rock in 1620, they after spending the previous day worshipping God aboard their ship, the Mayflower, the governor, William Bradford, in his account of the Plymouth Plantation, explicitly referred to Psalm 107. It is likely to assume that the Pilgrims, upon arriving in the land of America, said this mizmor as a way of describing their thankfulness to God upon the arrival upon the banks of America. In terms of places in our davening that this appears, it is fascinating to note that Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis tells us in the name of Yehuda Amarav, Arba Tzrichim Lehodos. Four people need to say thank you to Hashem. And what this meant in the times of the Gemara is that they would need to bring a Korban Torah, they would need to bring a sacrifice of Torah, and in the post-Gemara times they would need to say a Birkas Hagomel. And still today, in Halacha, these are the four categories of people who will say a Birkas Hagomel is a person who went through the desert or the water, a person who recovered from illness or a left prison. These are the four categories of people who will say Birkas Hagomel, learned directly from this mizmor. It's interesting to note as a homework question, why does the Gemara orders them differently to the way that they are ordered in the mizmor? But that's just for future thought. It is very fascinating to note this mizmor has a lot of halachic depth in terms of understanding based on this factor. It is worthwhile noticing that the Edot Mizrach say this mizmor on Pesach, and the Baal Shem Tov really had a special admiration and connection to this mizmor, and would instruct his followers to say this as before Mincha on an Erev Shabbos, which is still the practice in many communities. This gives us a little bit of a perspective of just how important, how significant it is, and why perhaps this is the mizmor which is chosen to start the fifth book of Tehillim, which is the most upbeat, the most uplifting of all the books of Tehillim, for a book from which most of the davening, comes from Tehillim, is found, in fact, in the fifth book of Tehillim, which makes a lot of sense based on this introduction. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.